Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about. On you, bros! I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with?
The beautiful, talented Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Happy Monday, sucker. We've got quite a week coming up. Today is Real Housewives, Top Chef, Crappy Hour. Tomorrow, we're going to do Love Island and Below Deck. A lot of podcasts. So just listen as you can. We're going to keep putting them out. You guys just listen as you can. But you know what's even better? We're going to be live. Come see us live. We're in Texas 2 days in May, coming up in a couple weeks. Well, actually, in a little over a week. That's crazy.
We're is it next week?
Yeah, it's next week. I just realized, too. I just looked at the calendar like, what the hell? Okay, well, next week. So,
you know, that's crazy. I'm seeing Beyonce on Wednesday and then flying to Texas the next day. I'm having a full Texas Cowboy Carter to Cowboy Rondell experience.
You are. I'm so jealous you're going to go see B. I did not get tickets yet, but then I read this week that there are a lot of cheap tickets now.
Yeah, they got cheap because they were really expensive to start.
Yeah, but cheap probably still means like $500, those assholes. So like, oh, Beyonce is doing you a favor. You can just see her for a mortgage. So anyway, everybody, that's Ben's going to Beyonce. So go see Ben sing Beyonce next week. Yeah. And then after that, we're going to be in Austin. And I'm proud of Austin for canceling Jax Taylor's show. So good for you, Austin.
What happened?
Texas is getting a lot of bad rap. For good reason lately, but that was a good move. So God bless you, Austin. I'm proud to live here.
Will you tell us more about it at Crappy Hour this evening?
Sure. He's an asshole. And people wrote to them and they're like, you know, this is an abusive piece of shit, right? And they're like, oh, we didn't. We canceled him. So that's the story. Oh. And so they canceled him. So that's Wanderlust, by the way. So go support Wanderlust. But anyway, they didn't cancel us yet, so don't email them till we're gone, because we're assholes too, just in a different way. But we're fun assholes. Come be fun assholes with us over at Emo's in Austin. And then the next day, we're going to be in Dallas. That's next week. And then in May, we're going to be in Las Vegas. Lost Wages, as they say on Southwest Airlines. So come join us there. That'll be a fun show. It's our first time there. Get your ticket links and also links to our Patreon, where you'll find our Next Gen NYC trailer trash. And coming up this week, our Below Deck trailer trash over on Patreon. Find links at our site, watchwhatcrappens.com. And now, here we are for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 16, episode 8, Boots on the Ground. Dun, dun, dun.
Now.
We open with a gift to Ben from the editors.
I don't even have to say more than my three nows for Ronnie to know what I'm going to say.
I knew the second that came on the screen, I was like, Ben's butthole just clenched up.
It clenched and it inverted. It went in all directions. It went to a different dimension somewhere.
Ben's butthole went to customer service and asked for a refund without a receipt.
There's a parallel world where people are just, a vortex opened up and my butthole appeared. And it's because of this previously. Like, oh, it was so cringy. I'm sorry. Like, I know they're trying to have fun, but you know, I always get nervous the first time we started seeing these things on Bravo, they were so funny and cool. There was like, oh my God, that was funny. I think it was like, I remember Vanderpump Rules had like a sitcom moment and we're like, that was so funny that they did that. But then we started to see it and I'm like, don't do this because it means you're struggling. Although I don't think this show is struggling at all. I think the show's having an amazing rebound season. So I was like, oh, please don't do this to us. You don't need to do this. Why are you doing this? So
it and opens by this, she means wacky, like here's a wacky, overly edited, you know, fun and game it was, scene.
Not a functional use of fun and games. You know, I understand you can't spell functional without fun, but in this case, like you just stick to the classics for the previous leads, because it starts with Shamia going, I wrote a little country song. Wanna hear it? Here it go. Which in my mind was a callback to the classic and Vogue song, Free Your Mind, which starts with Prejudice. Wrote a song about it. Wanna hear it? Here it go. So I was like, was that supposed to be a reference to Free Your Mind? Or am I just already, is my mind already wandering?
How about this? Free my time. Okay, free my time. I'm not, I don't need this. And this did not do anything for Shamia as a songwriter. Like, this didn't lift her in the world of songwriting. It wasn't even good.
Okay. It just was so bad.
It was a poorly structured song.
It got worse.
You know what I didn't like? The chord progression.
Was is progression even a word? It was almost like someone took a bunch of chords and dropped them on the floor. Pick up sticks with chords.
I knew you were going to be perturbed at this. So she sings the song. Here's also, while we're shitting on Shamia's song, listen, I get that it's like a typical Real Housewives thing to like have a single and stuff like that. But what makes that fun in general is bad artistry, right? So Kim Zolciak, perfect. Danielle Staub, great. Melissa Gorga, amazing. Countess Luann, can she sing? Of course not. That's why she's selling out tours. That's the kind of Housewives music we like. I don't like someone spending a zillion dollars of somebody's money. Well, it's her money. But spending a zillion dollars to get like professional music and then push their ass on me all year. I don't like that. You know what I mean? Erica Jane? Yes, she was using $1 million of some old guy's money, and it was terrible still. So it kind of worked, you know, because otherwise we wouldn't have such hits as Painkiller, Painkiller, or My Kissy, my Pussy is a Python, Tick, Ticking Like a Time Bomb. That's what I want to hear, okay? I don't need whatever Shamia is doing right now, because she can actually sing, and she's good. So I'm like, you know what? Go struggle somewhere. Go struggle with it and come back when it's good. But if you're good, I don't want to hear you on the Housewives. That's it.
Yeah.
Candy included. I didn't like hearing Candy's good stuff either. I like Candy's Kim Zolciak. Yeah. So that's my Shamia.
Well, and then they give like Shamia a weird auto tune to make her sound more country. But like, I think my problem was that it seemed like as this little country ditty went along, it actually seemed to like become less and less melodic. It's almost like the notes were evaporating away. And the lyrics just became lazier and lazier. So she's like, it's Porsche's birthday. I beat their asses, apple riding. They should stick to electric sliding. Allegedly Drew was sucking a lollipop. I was like, what is that? The song's like, it's like losing its juice as it goes.
You're just text-to-speeching now, you know? And so she sings about Drew sucking a lollipop until the dew dropped. And then talks about arguing, and it's like they're going for blood. Why don't these heifers understand it's not their day? So I need more rhyming. This is country. You know, I just didn't buy it. I didn't buy any of it.
Yeah, there's like some rhyming, right? Because it goes, they're arguing and arguing and slinging mud, unnecessary arguments. It's like they're going for blood. Why don't these heifers understand it's not their day? But so it's like, wait, You did a blood, you did like a blood and mud rhyme, but then you were like, let's rhyme understand with day. Was this saying understand with day?
I'm sure it's just a silly thing she did. And then they were like, let's make this a thing because we've got nothing. So they did that. So that's over, thank God. And it's Nashville trip day two, Portia's birthday. And we open with Britt on FaceTime with Mike. And there was a moment where I was like, you know what? Morning talking is Britt's talk. Like, that's when Britt needs to talk, because her for the first line, she sounded normal. She was like, I'm having a good time. And then she kept talking. She's like, we had a really good night last night. I was like, ow, it's reverberating in my head.
And Mike looks as enthused as you can imagine. He's like, he's one of those husbands that's always in a car driving somewhere. He's like, oh yeah. Oh, so what happened? Like, he cares. He's like ready to go to AutoZone. She's like,
well, some shit kind of went down at dinner a little bit, and then Angela kept on advocating for Drew to come, and I was like, it's not your place.
And Britt's saying how Angela really rubbed her the wrong way at the peace brunch when Britt was trying to have a moment and was trying to make everyone feel bad for her for saying her insurance license was revoked or updated to suspended. And Angela was like, why? And she's like, yeah, that really rubbed me the wrong way.
I'm gonna slander her for life now.
Yeah.
So then she's like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know, girl. Like, I gotta keep my guard up. Okay, yeah, keep your guard up. So then she announces they're going to a whiskey tasting. And Mike's like, yeah, me too. He's just drinking some whiskey in his car. So then we go to Portia snoring. And then we get another Shamia trauma scene. But Shamia has a lot of trauma. She's really leaning into like the trauma of Housewives. But enough crying. Stop crying every episode. And your child is fine. Who needs a trauma episode where she's like, my daughter is at the doctor and she is fine. She is fine, yeah, guys.
Shamia was, I kind of lost with Shamia on this one. Early in the season, yes, because we heard her daughter had lots of complications. And of course, we are humans. We get it.
We're not making fun of that stuff. Yeah, we're not making fun of that stuff.
No, but we're saying that, like, we get that, like, probably when you have a child who has, you know, many health complications, every time you go to the doctor, it's just incredibly stressful because you never know what they're going to announce. Well, yeah. But here she's FaceTiming. That being said, they're FaceTiming the doctor, and the doctor is kind of like, yeah, so like, looks like she has an ear infection. She's like, oh. I'm like, okay, we can. It's an ear infection. Let's settle down a little. Just a little.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. It's just too much, you know. Like, I get some of it, but you can't go from like the life threatening things you were talking about before to an ear infection, and she's taking antibiotics. She's like, oh. Top it. I need, like, the other thing topped. Or no crying.
Tell me you're a stage performer without telling me you're a stage performer. Well, the tests are in. Your daughter has an ear infection.
I know her ear hurts, so please just put the phone on speaker and just motion about whatever I'm saying. Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout.
Ear infections. Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Ow.
Ow, my ear's infected, and I'm gonna have a yogurt. It's like, wait, you didn't? Those don't rhyme. I know, it's kind of my thing.
So now Angela and Cynthia, the only people who will really talk to each other, let's face it, are sitting outside talking, and they're talking about how last night was just so much because they came after Angela for inviting Drew on the trip, all of Portia's little friends, and Portia calling her Victimina. And so Angela's like, first and foremost, my loyalty to Drew and my loyalty to any of my friends. I just don't think they get that for me. Where's my loyalty? Where's my loyalty?
And Cynthia asked the question that so few people have ever asked. By the way, where is Drew? And Angela's like, well, she should be on her way. She's like, well, now tell me she's going to be on her way. You've been saying that for a long time now. And so basically they're like, no, we got a text. She's like, I got a text. She's on the plane. She'll be showing up soon. She would have been here last night, except she had to do something messy by going to one of Dennis's events. So that way she can, you know, brandish that in front of Portia's face at some point in the season.
Because no, that was her own event, wasn't it? Wasn't she having an event at the hot dog club because she signed up to a record a record distribution thing and called it a record distribution?
She opened up an online account with a rev share place, so she went to Dennis's hookah shop. The point is, it was like,
I'm having a party at the Hot Dog Palace because I've signed up to SoundCloud.
Hot dog hookah, where you actually smoke hookah out of a hot dog. So Cynthia's like, I'll tell you, I'm so tired of Drew being on the runway. But anyway, thanks, Cynthia. Cynthia weighing in on Drew's travel updates. She does not want her to be on the runway. So she goes, you know, Portia feels how she feels. And in a lot of ways, Drew put herself in that position. Because, you know, them baby daddies hit different, girl. Like, you got to let folks know, please, don't come over here looking for Leon for a goddamn thing. Unless, dot, dot, dot. So she's basically like, yeah, Drew's trying it.
I love that Cynthia came back and she's like, this time I've learned my lesson from being fired. So this time I'm going to really bring it. Is Drew still on the runway? Where's Drew? Where's Drew in her plane journey?
Drew is trying. She's like up there stealing extra Biscoff cookies and putting them in her purse.
So Angela's like, that's real. That's what I'm expressing to Drew. But, you know, I'm just trying to advocate for Drew. I'm trying to advocate because the whole table's talking about it. And no one's going to be attacked while I'm at the table. I stood 10 toes down. Okay, so
Angela, great defender of those who are talked about at the table, which isn't I guarantee that's not going to be true in any other scene this season.
So then basically they're just making talk about this, but Drew does arrive, and not before Angela has to go inside because her wig is melting, which is hilarious.
Again.
So they go in. My poor wig. So they go in, and Drew's there, and she's like, I'm here now, what are we doing? And they're like, oh, cutesy voice she uses. And they're gonna have a whiskey tasting, and then a group is gonna go you know, learn how to bartend or mixology.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a great day to put on your best fishnet bodysuit and have some fun.
What? And it was multiple outfits.
It was Britt and Kelly trying to make, I don't know what they were going for, but this was such a wild look. Both of them. Well, first
I was like, who caught you? It's like they were swimming and somebody caught them in a net. Like they were being brought up. And Kelly's is especially crazy because it's just like naked and she's wearing like underwear and then nipple covers over her nipples. And I was like, where are you taking a mixology class at 11 in the morning where you want your nipple covers on as your outfit? What?
And then she had like giant bangles, like in big chunky bangles and big chunky necklaces. It was just like lines crisscrossing and chunky items and dots and things. And I was like, what is going on here?
So Drew's like, well, to be honest, I was contemplating on not coming on this trip. However, Portia and I have been friends for years, so I'm giving her an olive branch. It's not an olive branch coming on a trip that you're not invited on. That's costing her money. Well, theoretically, you know.
Yeah. So she walks into Angela's room. Angela's getting glam, and she's like, hey. And she's like, this is nice. And she's like, yeah, so your room is through the doors over there. So, you know, check it out. Go enjoy it. Because she knows that Drew's stuck with bunk beds. So Drew go checks it out. And, you know, I think it would actually be it's a good room for Drew because she could take the top bunk because she's so used to people sleeping beneath her, you know, specifically.
She could, just in case she's feeling lonely, she could be like, Ralph, you doing okay down there? I know.
Yeah, just put a little picture of Ralph on the bottom bunk and be like, it's like at home.
She could just drop a little Pop-Tart down there and be like, do not talk. It's not your time yet. It's not your time
yet.
She could just put like
a fish in a bucket and just lower it down and be like, here's your dinner.
So Angela wants her to go talk to Portia and apologize. And she's like, why? And she goes, you need to get the heat off me. All right. You need to just get the heat off me. And she's like, you started it. You asking me to go get the heat off you. You're the one who made me come here. So Angela is saying she would invite Drew all over again, even though she got in trouble, because I don't give a fuck.
I want to say one thing that surprised me so far with Angela, and maybe we are yet to see it this season, is that I kind of have been predicting that Angela's going to go to bat for Drew, get into trouble with all the ladies, and then do the reversal thing where she's going to sort of find a way to get upset at Drew, so that way she can go back to the ladies and say, you know, I went to bat for this girl and then she did me dirty and all of you were correct, and then she'll be embraced by all the women, because we've seen that so many times.
Well, they set it up in this episode. They teed it up when she's like, why wasn't Drew standing up for me? Remember, there's like a point in the episode where she's like, well, my question is, why wasn't Drew standing up for me? So she set it up. So now she can be like, I was so good to you. I invited you on the Nashville trip that you weren't invited on. How could you treat me like this?
Yeah, because for a moment, it almost looked like Portia was going to do the move on Angela. Like, for a moment, I thought, is Portia going to take back Drew and then weaponize Drew against Angela and make Angela her nemesis and not Drew instead? But it didn't quite happen that way. But I thought, like, it might get weird and funky and strange.
Yeah. So then Shamia goes to Portia's room and teases her because Portia's eating to-go ribs from the restaurant. For breakfast.
Yes.
Been there.
Yeah. I love Portia explaining. She's like, oh, yeah. No. These ribs, I had a plan for them. Okay. As I was eating them last night, I was like, I'm going to eat these again tomorrow at approximately 10 a.m. when I wake up. She literally got a to-go order of breakfast ribs. And I have to say, like, I appreciate that so much. I think that is some A-game restaurant ordering right there.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen. And ultimately, you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are locked.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Shimmy is like, be nice to Drew. She's here. She's like, oh, whatever. So then we go, we see a flashback of 47 minutes ago with Cynthia and Drew talking. And so they're deciding which groups are going to go where. Drew wants to go whiskey tasting. And then back to Portia and Shamia.
Portia's like, listen, I've been over this thing with her 11 times. I do not need to go over it, okay? And Angela was gaslighting me, and you're not going to gaslight me. You are not going to gaslight me.
And Shamia's like, okay, I'm going to go down and tell everybody no gaslighting today. My daughter has an ear infection. Please.
Today is not the day for that. So now everyone's saying hi, saying good morning and everything. And Portia's being really nice. And Portia's being nice to Drew. And she's like, you know, once I've expressed myself, like, you know, I calm down. So, like, I'm not one to have daggers for you every time I see you. Which is hilarious. I'm like, Portia, we've been watching you for, like, 10 years now or so. You 100% are the one to have daggers every time you see someone, okay? Maybe you have, like, a moment where the clouds part. But, you know, just wait till the end of the episode, okay? We'll check back in on this.
Well, she said this the last episode, too, remember? She's like, I'm not fighting at dinner. This is my birthday. It's my birthday, and we're going to have fun and not fight. And then immediately at dinner, she's like, and you're the one who invited someone to my birthday. So that's Portia. Yeah. So Portia starts off on a new season in every episode, because usually someone has a bad season. They apologize at the beginning of the new episode, and it takes them like an entire season to become kind of like shitty again. And Portia just does it. Mm-hmm. She's on like a per episode cycle now. Yeah. So let's see. So now downstairs at breakfast, Portia's like, I had my ribs from last night.
Yeah. So they load into the Sprinter van, and they're just like chatting and everything. And then Shamia gets like a text, and she starts crying. And they start consoling her. This time it's a bit more serious because it's a text from someone who had, I think, doubted her domestic violence or the abuse that she was going through back in 2008, but then has suddenly come around for whatever reason. We don't understand the context, but basically said, like, I'm sorry. And so this dredges up memories of that terrible experience, and we see flashbacks to when she and Cynthia's mom also recorded interviews for that PSA on Atlanta back in 2018, and we revisit that. And Shamia tells really a terrible story about how this guy, who seemed perfect to everyone and just like a total catch, humiliated her and actually like assaulted her in front of people, it sounds like.
Yeah, so in front of a hotel, right? Or like a restaurant in a hotel or something.
It sounded like there were people who saw it and she was mortified. And anyways, sad little moment here.
Yeah. And the way they edited it was weird too, because she's like, you know, I was abused and then I opened up about it. And then they showed that PSA thing that was done like 7 years ago or something. And she's like, and somebody, it sounded like she was saying somebody saw that and called me. And I was like, wow, they got that late. But, you know, Bravo's like always running the same episode over and over. Like sometimes you'll go on Reddit and they'll be like, can you believe that Kim Richards expects her sister to forgive her alcoholism in a limousine? And I'm like, guys, this aired okay, just 90 years ago. But yeah, this whole thing with Shamia was so sad. And then they talk about Cynthia's mom and all the stuff she went through and the story she shared and stuff. And, you know, it's so good to have these kind of scenes right before you go to Coyote Ugly and Fishnet.
Yeah.
These shows like, guys, the abuse and what it's done to me. Let's go to Coyote Ugly. Yeah.
The next yeah, it was a great, it was like, a great, amuse-bouche. It was a great amuse-bouche before.
So they go to Coyote Ugly, which, I mean, of course they do. I mean, Jesus. And Portia's like, when you're in Nashville, you do as Nashvillians do. Nashvillians do not go to Coyote Ugly.
Nashvillians, I guarantee, are avoiding that entire street. So when they get to Coyote Ugly, I was like, okay, like now Kelly's outfit makes it sort of makes sense because it's Coyote Ugly. So you're
yeah, makes,
like
it more makes more tray, sense. But it's still like 11 in the morning.
It's still a wild outfit, but I was like, okay, it sort of makes sense. So then they're like, hey, welcome to Coyote Ugly. Is this your first shot of the day?
First shot of the day.
And then Portia's talking about how she's explaining Coyote Ugly to us in case we don't understand. And then they're doing shots and everything. She's like, coyotes, guess what? Coyotes don't have hands. Okay, let's get on the bar. We're going to teach you. And they're going to like do shots basically with their mouths and be scandalous. So while they're doing that,
I do not want to take shots at this place ever again. I mean, I've only done it at a couple of bachelorette parties in the first place. But the way they make them take the shots, those glasses are never clean. They're never clean. They're not, because they're like, you can't use your hands. So of course they're like,
They really get in there.
And then they deep throw the shot. That's great for you. You guys look like you're having a good time. I need some clean. I'm going to ask for a solo cup next time I go in there.
You just can bring your own glass. It's very environmentally friendly in that case.
But I hope you don't mind. I'm going to take this shot from a corksicle that my niece gave me for Christmas.
I have a corksicle, please. Sheena's coming in. She's like, I brought some special cupware. So the group two then goes to like a whiskey tasting in like more of a, like a refined place. I was like, okay, this is much nicer. So, and then we see Britt. I was like, oh yeah. But well, why is Britt wearing the fishnets and the fishnet bodysuit to the whiskey place? Because one thing for Coyote Ugly, but this makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
This is just Britt.
These are just like first season crazy outfits. So they do that. And this is a more boring group. You know, the other group's like partying and this group's like, okay, we're drinking things out of a barrel. Fun. So they do that.
By the way, this whiskey tasting guy, he's so patronizing because he's explaining how they take the whiskey out of the barrel because they have like the big thing that they pull the barrel. He's like, hey, you know, when you're a kid, yeah, you move water with like a straw where you put like your finger over one end of the straw and then you move it out and you move it out and then you let go and it comes out. That's what we're doing here. I'm like, they're adults. They understand. Not only do they understand, I guarantee they don't even care how this little device works. That's like people have used turkey basters. They understand how when you stick a long thing into liquid and liquid comes up into it, it's going to work. We don't need the science behind it.
I didn't, you know, I feel so stupid because I was like, that's how you do it? That's so cool. I mean, obviously I've done that with a straw, like to play around with stuff, but I didn't know that's how they got whiskey out of a barrel. I was like, wow, that's really neat. So they drink some whiskey like that.
I'm like, who needs this exposition? I mean, everyone knows how these devices work.
No, I learned. I totally learned. So then Drew and Cynthia are talking, and Drew's like, oh my God, I can get my own whiskey. I'm going to get one for Portia. It's going to be another olive branch. Okay, so your first olive branch was coming on a trip you weren't invited to for free that she's paying for. And your second olive branch is getting a free bottle of whiskey from the outing that she's paying for. Wow. You're really working that olive branch, Drew.
She is. She really
is. Cheap ass, Drew. Why, you should have brought the boom box from your first season. That would have at least been something that you paid for in a thrift store.
Oh, God. I forgot about that.
Remember, so, everyone else got a Chanel purse. And she's like, thanks so much for all the purses and the $5,000 cash candy. That was great. Okay, everybody, here's a boombox. I'm going to sing a song for you.
I know. And like, wasn't there a wig too or something? So, Portia. So now, like, all the fun and games of these two places are, we go through the whole process. And now, over at Coyote Ugly, Portia settles down with the girls and she's like, okay, we got to talk about the rest of the night. So they're talking about what's going to happen tonight. And Portia's like, you know what? I've decided to treat everyone to a beautiful cowboy dinner. And the other group has a whiskey tasting. So I know they're on one. So even Drew, and you know, she should have a good time. Cause I think the best way to enjoy dinner is like already lit. So now she's acting like she's down with Drew. She loves Drew and everything's okay. She is just a consummate hostess.
Yeah, she's fine with Drew because she's decided to come for Angela now. Because they were like, what's up with Drew? Why'd you start with Drew last night? She's like, no, I wasn't starting with her. It's just the girls were asking about her because, you know, the girls, you know, they know Drew because Drew hangs out with us. She's one of our girls. So they were like, why isn't she here? So I just told them. Which is an interesting re-edit of the night. Now she's going to kick Angela's ass because Angela was the one who brought her. At the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing.
Let it be what it is.
So
She's like, I'm really confused with Angela because, like, you know, if she was going to invite the girl, like, what kind of atmosphere do you want there to be? You want to be accepting and everything, and you gotta like you got the host to say she's cool with it at the end of the day. But like, oh, I said, that's where you said at the end of the day. I was like, where did that end of the day come from?
But she's alleging basically that Angela set Drew up on purpose because. The way she brought up Drew at this dinner made all the girls dislike Drew, but then you're going to have Drew come on the trip, but you set up everybody to not like her. But that's not what happened, is it?
No, it's not. Well, because what happened. She's saying that Angela set up Drew because Shamia said at one point, she goes, you know, honestly, you know, me and Angela rode together and to the peace brunch, and Angela was like, yo. And she says, I feel some kind of way about Drew, because I feel like, this is Shamia saying that Angela said, I feel like Drew's talking trash to Kelly about me, and I got to figure it out. So Shamia is saying that Angela is talking shit about Drew, because Angela is accusing Drew of talking shit about Angela to Kelly. So Shamia is relaying, because it's confusing, that Angela seems to have a chip on her shoulder about Drew. So this is, it's, she's suggesting that Angela's trying to like turn the tides against Drew. But then we get this flashback that says, here's what Angela actually said. And we see them riding together. And Angela says, hey, I heard Kelly was, you know, throwing a little shade at me to Drew last night. Well, whatever Kelly has to say, that's fine. We'll figure it out. But I'm more concerned about Drew's reaction. So she's saying not, oh, I heard Drew was talking shit about me. She's saying, I heard Kelly was talking shit about me. And Shamia is passing it off like Angela is trying to poison the well against Drew.
Right. So then Portia's like, yeah, you know,
well, that explains how she's handling Drew coming on the trip, because you invited her. So why would you make a thing of it at the table and then provoke everybody to have a negative vibe about Drew? She's setting up Drew. I'm telling you, she's setting her up.
I don't know. This is weak. This is all.
Did not set her up. This is not set her up at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So then back at the other group, they're saying that they really missed Drew so much last night. And Angela's saying, you know, Push would actually hurt because I invited you. And at one point, you guys were good friends. So I thought I was just aiding that by bringing you here. And Britt's like, maybe it's because you were playing the victim.
As someone who used to be an insurance agent before my license was tragically stolen. How do I play the victim?
So Angela's like, how do I play the victim? All this heat that I've been catching, I want to know how I'm playing the victim. She's like,
well, I'm trying to tell you, because like that's the thing, you were saying you were catching the heat, but like that's what being a victim is saying that you're catching the heat and you all are completely oblivious to what's going on. Okay, so for instance, I feel like I was like, I really needed a little bit more support at the park.
And I so now you're going
to
play the victim.
Let me explain to you about what it's like to play the victim. Playing the victim is when you're when someone else is playing the victim. And then you try to bring your own shit into it.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, I think I will give Britt credit. She was an actual victim going into that brunch. She was not merely playing it.
Yeah, but it's still funny to be like, you're playing the victim in situations that don't even involve you. You felt, I'm the victim. I was the victim in this situation. It's like, why are you bringing it back to that other situation? We're talking about last night. What?
By the way. Also Britt. Says Britt, who manages to turn everything into a, but what about me? What about me? To the person who complained about not getting a proper hug at the bank event, and you're going to lecture someone about playing a victim, please.
Yeah. So Angela's like, well, look, the way you walked in to brunch and sat down, it just came across as entitled. And so we see a clip of that, of the, she lost her insurance license based on what?
One, how dare you question me?
And Britt saying, you're not supportive. And she's like, but we were supportive. I was sitting outside. My wig was down to my nose. Okay, I was supporting you. Do you think I would have been sitting outside with bees flying all over and some weird... aging lady dressed like Paris Hilton, you know, tracing her. Like, what about that to you says I wasn't supporting you? So Britt
also,
explains
it to point
her.
Out, I just want to also point out that at that bank event, when they were asking, they had to ask the questions. It was Angela. Angela said she was the one who asked the question that said, why can't Kenya speak to Britt like politely or like an adult? That was Angela. Angela was actually assisting you in playing the victim. You played the victim so hard about Kenya and the freaking wedding ring situation that it was such a big victim moment for you that Angela knew enough to write a question about it for the stupid game. So I don't know.
Well, that's the thing about Britt, and that's why you know Britt sucks, because she changes so quickly. Like, she changes on a dime. It's like this girl was like one of the only people being nice to her, and then she switched on her in 2 seconds, you know? And that's how, yep. you know, That's how it seems like she's going to roll this whole season. So Britt is like, you know, I was in my house crying for 3 days. It was horrible. And so Angela's like, okay, missteps were made. Missteps were made. And if you're very upset about it, I suggest we separate for a while and I'll get my own condo.
I think Cynthia, to be fair, Cynthia does have a pretty good way of kind of like figuring out the line between being a victim versus playing the victim when she says, unless your picture is up there with a penis inside your mouth and room full of people, come at me when that happens. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good, that's a good line right there. But it actually seems like this is a good conversation because, you know, Angela apologizes. She says, you know, missteps were made and I apologize for all that. And was like, no.
At the end of the day, you get insurance for insurance. And when I hear I could have been somewhere else, like, that does not make me feel like that. I'm just not your laundry.
And she goes, but that was after. And she goes, but that's how, now that you've got, like, either way when I came in.
This is not the time to be trying to point any fingers at me when after I just went through things.
Yeah, but you came in, you immediately lied. You know? Like, you can be a victim. Okay, that's one thing. But then you came in and lied to the group, and she knew you were lying, so she asked you about your lie, and then you lied again. You changed your lie, which made it a double lie. So be quiet over there, ma'am.
So Drew now is going to use Angela's line. She goes, you know what? Everyone can hit it off bad. There could be missteps, but we were really missing our friend. It doesn't minimize your feelings. It just meant that in that moment, even though you had been publicly shamed, sort of kind of in a revenge porny way, we just cared more about the fact that our friend wouldn't be on the show more. That's all. We just prioritized that over the public humiliation you went through. I'm like,
we just never even got to congratulate Kenya on the amazing poster work she did. That's very difficult. You don't have children. I mean, you don't know what a science fair is like, but it's a lot of preparation.
Her selection of foam core was really A+. You know, there's an art to that, pun intended.
So they apologize. And Britt's like, okay, let's focus on today. So Angela's like, yeah, I'll support her in this moment. You know, she was humiliated. This is the start of a new friendship. No, she'll fuck you over in like a week. Yeah, don't worry.
It's not a previews for next week.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Some people get a wild haircut or book a spontaneous trip when life throws them a curveball. But Molly? Well, she dove headfirst into a world of no-strings-attached sex, secret rendezvous, forbidden affairs, and unforgettable adventures. And together, we tell every juicy detail in Dying for Sex, Wondery's award-winning podcast that's now streaming on a TV near you, starring Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate. And to top it off, we're dropping brand new bonus episodes where I sit down with the cast to spill all the spicy secrets. Desire, friendship, self-discovery, and the ultimate bucket list of pleasure. This is a story that had everyone talking. Listen to the original Dying for Sex and brand new episodes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the original series before anyone else and completely ad-free on Wondery Plus.
So then Cynthia, you know, they're just basically all agreeing that they'll be nice to Britt for a week. So then they get back in the Sprinter van. Everyone's wasted. And then Shamia asks Britt if she's going to be all right. And Britt looks shit-faced. So they're making fun of her.
Yeah, they're saying how she's just like a lightweight. And then we see a sequence of them like having many, many shots. And Britt's like,
At the whiskey tasting, to have compassion, empathy, and support, I appreciate that. I really do. And I really can't wait to start a whole new argument with you soon enough. Okay, yeah. It's just going to come from a more loving place.
So then Portia calls PJ and Dennis, and she's very happy with them, and she's showing off her cowboy hat. And PJ's like, I want that. She's like, no. So then we go to... let's see, Cynthia. Well, so now people are coming down for the dinner, right? So Cynthia comes down and flirts with the hot food guys, I guess. Is who they are, right?
Yeah, they're like bartender-esque. They're basically local strippers who are probably serving very bad drinks. And what's funny is this is at first they all come down in a different in new looks, and I was like, my least favorite thing. This means they don't have much to do. So we see them come down one after the other. But it turns out it was actually a setup for a funny moment, which is that Portia, they're all like, yes, yes, oh, rhinestones, yes, yes, chaps, yes. They're all like showing off their cowboy looks. And then Portia comes down dressed all in black and is miserable. And the music's like, brum, brum, brum. I was like, yes, someone ruined the fashion show. I love it.
Yeah, so she has been having a great time. She's been partying. She's like, nothing's going to ruin this party. And now she's in black, you know, yoga pants, whatever. So she's very upset. And she tells us that after she talked to Dennis and Pilar, she got another phone call from production. Let's face it. Who told her, because nothing is happening anymore on this show. They're like, yeah, you can't be nice to Drew, because it turns out Drew and Dennis have been filming behind your back. Dun, dun, dun. And then we see where Portia told Dennis in that car parked at the U-Haul, wherever they were, the U-Haul warehouse center, where she was like, you show up on these cameras with anybody else, it's going to be a problem. And 8 days later, Drew like, oh my God, I'm so excited about this song, Relish. And he's like, yeah. Drop it like it's hot, so- Drew. Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot, dog.
Drop it like it's true. Drop it like it's true.
So Portia's like,
yeah, so I was like ultimately like super disappointed that he chose opportunity over family.
I'm like, technically, you're also doing the same thing, but that's fine. Anyway, they're all, she is just, Portia is just, she's just that person at the slumber party who wants people to be like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Because it's one thing for her to be annoyed, but she's like,
huh? I don't want to talk. I'm upset. Don't worry, I'm fine.
Everything's fine. I'm just tired.
Everything's fine.
I'm just tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. It's been a long weekend.
It's like, oh, come on. It's your party. Yeah. It's your weekend.
So then we get a freak out moment, because this is the moment where we're like, okay, now the stripper's coming out, because they're all gathered by the pool, and then a big smoke machine goes off. I'm like, oh my God, here comes the strippers. And I felt so bad for this big guy who had to come out, because the look on everyone's face is like, damn, why are you doing this to us? And he's like, hi, y'all, it's me. I'm going to teach you some line dancing. They're like, fuck, man. Why did the other cast get Bolo? And we get this guy. And then he brought out the strippers, who just still didn't strip. But I think that that's the way they like kept them happy. They're like, let's disappoint them. And then let's lower their expectations and then bring them back up so they'll stop thinking about Bolo. They'll just be like, well, it's not Bolo, but at least that guy's not taking off his clothes. I felt bad for the guy.
Yeah,
I feel like that would be my job in the catering night. You know, it's like, Ronnie, go out there and warm up for the strippers.
They were like, definitely let's not bring Bolo back again, because Portia got into enough of a controversy with that. So let's just bring out, instead of Bolo, we have BOGO. We got a buy one, get one free cowboy stripper. And he's here. His name is Blake. And he's like, well, shit, how are we all doing? Look, we're going to have a good time out here by the pool. Okay. Happy birthday, sugar. Okay, ranch hands, you better get your asses out here. So, yeah, hot guys come out here.
And they're happy again. Because when this guy came out, they're like, really? And then the hot guys like, came out like, yes, thank you. So they line dance, and then they make fun of each other line dancing. And Drew's like, Kelly's looking like a whole troll. Like, I don't know what's going on over there. And poor Kelly, isn't doing
She's
great.
Like me in a line dance, just all over the place, feet going in any different direction.
You don't want to see me line dance. It's not
I'm
too knock-kneed to line dance.
Yeah, I can't do it. And they were joking about how Angela was doing the wobble, and like, I think I tried to learn the wobble, and I really lived up to the name. I wobbled and I teetered, and I
was gonna say, I've been wobbling ever since I've ever tried to dance. It's the only thing I know how to do.
Oh, like wobble. I don't even have two left feet. I just have just another hand down there. It's just all wrong.
So they make fun of each other, and then they finish and they go sit down, and they're having a great trip. It's the last night of the trip. Woohoo! But Portia's still like, meh. I'm just tired. So they're asking her over and over what's wrong. It's like, at least fight. Like, we're all here for work. So if someone's going to fight, it's obviously going to be you. So start your fight. You're trying to start a fight. So just start your fight. But she's doing the whole, like,
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
It's so annoying. Like, this is the side of Portia I can't stand. I can't stand, like, when she does this. Ah, she's gonna leave early, or she's gonna be sullen, or whatever. It's like, come on, lady, come on, come on. We're watching you. You're on TV right now. So, so Brits, they're just trying to coax it out of her. She's like, I'm tired, and Jamia's like, you know, like, she's like, she's getting mad about something. This is the last night. She's gonna do the one too. Like, do I need to drive a getaway car? Like, tell me what we're doing. Yeah. And so that they're trying to cheer her up and everything.
But it doesn't work. They're basically trying to say start the fight. Like, they keep giving her key lines and she won't do it. So Angela's like, okay, well, I guess we're at work, so I'll do it. So she's like, okay, so now you guys are calling me a victim. So so Britt is like, oh yeah, we had a good conversation today, right, Angela? And she goes, okay. And she goes, go ahead and tell them what we talked about. And she's like, well, you know, we said sometimes I can come across as a victim because, you know what, I don't remember why I'm a victim. So maybe you could say that again. Like, I guess we're going to have to rehash this fight since nothing's going on. So go ahead. And Britt's like,
oh, she didn't learn anything from our conversation in the whiskey place. I mean, you don't even know how to get whiskey out of a barrel with a straw.
And Angela's like, well, you said that you and Portia shared the same sentiment. I mean, what did you call it last night, Portia? Victim Lena, you want to get in on this argument? We're kind of like setting it up for you. Just Victim Lena, remember when you said that? You want to mix it up a little bit here because we're on camera? No.
And Portia's like, nah, I don't remember. She's like, okay, noobs, you think you can do this? Let's watch you do it. And they're just like floundering, trying to get Portia into a fight. So Britt's like, well, Angela, I feel like you wanted Drew to come, even though Portia was like, she's not invited. Okay, there, Portia, I started it for you. You don't have to do it. So Angela's like, she never told me that. So how was I supposed to know? And they're like, oh my God, on the call, she said, only people on this call. She goes, but she didn't say she wasn't specifically invited. So maybe that's what you, like, should say.
Maybe Drew missed the call. Maybe Drew was supposed to be on the call. And Kelly's like, Drew, did you miss the call? And she goes, I wasn't on the call. Kelly, were you invited to the call? No. And Angela's like, well, if I offended you in a way, I apologize. If she doesn't hear me, or maybe you can, but like, I really want to know, like, why am I the only one that's being held accountable? And Angela starts doing what I love about Angela, also her little gesture. She always holds up her fingers. She holds up her hands. It's like a little Heather Dubrow claw hand, but it's like an adorable version because it's going vertically up. It's like she's holding up an invisible card. Like, is this your card? But it's like invisible. And she's like, I just want to know, why am I the only one who's held accountable? At which point now Angela is going to try to deflect this in a very clunky manner. And they're like, what? What do you mean? She goes like, I mean, Kelly, you asked the question initially. Did you get the answer? And it's a flashback to Kelly saying, like, what was it? The why did you
why did you steal
someone's husband? Yeah.
Yes. So she's like, okay, well, we've already we already had our fight. We resolved it today, me and Britt. And now we're going to try and have it again. I don't want to have that fight again. So, Kelly, you fight. So now they're playing hot potato with fights. So she's like, now you, Kelly, you call Portia a slut. Call her a slut. Do it. And so Kelly's like, that's separate situations. What are you talking about? She's like, be accountable. So Kelly's like, no, that's over now. She goes, but okay, well, now I'm talking about, okay. So then Angela changes it again. She's like, okay, so you won't fight? Okay, let's get Portia to fight again. Portia, I want you to be accountable because the world wants to know and no one got that answer. So why did you steal that lady's husband? And Cynthia's like, oh my God. Listen, as the previous crown holder for most boring on this show for many, many years, I'd like to say, this is boring. I'm so bored. Here's the crown. Here's the crown, new cast. Take it.
Portia, would you like to answer Angela's question, which doesn't totally make sense? And Portia's like,
no, I want Angela to kiss my ass. And I say that in a quiet, sad way.
And Cynthia's like, okay, well, I think we should just move on. Like, well, the rest of the world can kiss your ass, but I'm not going to kiss your ass.
She goes, you first. You're going to be the first one to kiss my ass.
Really? That's how you feel?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
So Angela's like, oh, so you want me to kiss your ass? I don't want to kiss kiss a fixer flat. Why do I have to kiss your ass when I'm just
a fixer flat?
I was wondering what she said there. I was like, I'll find out tomorrow when I read the note.
So that doesn't work because Portia's not going to fight with her. So this has all been a fail, right? So then Drew comes up and she says, okay, well, I want to address the elephant in the room. Portia, happy birthday. Now, you may have had my olive branches coming through, like me coming on this trip. You're welcome. And the bottle of whiskey that I got you for free from the place that you paid for. You're welcome as well. So why are you being mean to me? Why am I getting energy? And she's like, oh my God. And Angela's like, just eat your chicken for Christ's sake.
No, it's just, I'm trying to give these olive branches and I just want to catch up. Like, well, what do you have to catch up about? No, I wanted to sing my new song with Dennis called Ketchup. You put it on the hot dog. You put it on your eggs. You put it on your relationship and we catch up.
Hit the side of a 57 and watch it squirt. Watch it squirt. So then Portia. So then she's like, well, I just don't want to have to deal with this. I wasn't invited. It's like, no one's fighting with you. This is so sad. This, I have to say, this scene is very bad for this season. Because they should have just cut this whole scene. Because nothing's working. And they're just trying to start all these fights because they don't know what to do. They have nothing to talk about. They keep passing the potato. No fights start. This is a whole fail and they should have just not aired this. You don't have to have 20 episodes a season.
I didn't think it was a fail. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed them trying to figure out Portia. But I agree. You know, Portia doing her whole thing, she kind of just like shuts down. Like what could be a much more entertaining scene. Like I found it baseline entertaining, but it could have been more. And this is kind of Portia's thing is that like when Portia doesn't want to do something, she just doesn't do it. And it kind of like everything has to follow in that way.
So, well, they're all still fights. They're all things that have been done before. I think Portia's just like, oh my God, like I'm not your dancing clown. Okay. Like we've already fought. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to fight with Drew again, you know? Yeah. So Drew's not getting her fight. So she's like, well, I don't want to deal with this because I wasn't invited anyway. It's like, no one's fighting with you. What are you even mad about? So she gets up and Portia's like, she just tells us like,
you hopped your ass on a flight to a woman's birthday party who you snuck up around and did scenes behind, her back with the child's father, and now I made you leave? Like, what? How is this my fault? So they're like, Drew, you don't leave. And she's like, goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. I'm leaving. I have a record contract now. God, has it been a month yet? I owe $9.99, I think. But I'm going to be upstairs.
Portia's like, bye.
And Portia's like, you know what? That's a mean girl. She's like, give me all that. Like, I'm sitting down here and she's like, oh, God. Like, and then Angela's like, oh, whatever going on.
And then you got Drew and she's like, oh my God, Drew with the dramatics.
Oh, let's address the elephant in the room. I'm like, well, Portia, I know you're not the one complaining about dramatics who's walked in here the entire night being like,
I'm just tired.
Yeah.
It's been a long weekend.
Don't at least they were trying to make scenes, you know? So,
yeah.
It's over. It's like a very sad last night. They just go to bed. So then Angela and Shamia are talking in one room and Drew's like, I'm just like, this isn't fair with all I'm dealing with. I can't subject myself to insults and attacks. No one attacked you. Literally no one insulted you or attacked you at that dinner, you weirdo. So then
you came, in fact, if anything, you came on a trip that you knew you were not invited to. You knew it was going to be hostile. And when you tried it, you were trying it with your little speech. You knew you were basically trying to corner Portia into being nice or to have a reaction. And you were trying it and she didn't give you anything. And, I forgot what I was going to say. The point is Drew's wrong.
Then Portia and Cynthia are in her room and she's like, you know, she tells her she got a phone call that she found out about Dennis and Drew. And she's like, you know, this sucks and we're going through a divorce. We were married for like 15 minutes. It's rough on me. And this energy isn't for anybody else. And she's telling her, like, I'm not going to come for Drew, basically. She's like, I'm not, this isn't even about Drew. Dennis is going to get all of this. I'm not married to Drew. So I kind of like that, you know, that she's like, all right. I mean, I've already talked to Drew. Drew's not going to listen to a damn thing I say. So whatever.
Yeah.
But fuck Dennis.
Yeah, exactly. And then Portia is kind of like, they have like a nice moment where she's like, you know, like, if you started a podcast with your ex and then it brought onto the show, like, how would you feel? And Cynthia's like, I wouldn't like that. And then basically, you know, she's saying like, Dennis is the only one who's obligated to her, and yeah, he's gonna get all this energy. And then Cynthia really sort of like lifts her up, and Portia's like, wow, like no one gets me like you, because basically we go back the farthest out of this whole group, and I'm just so glad you came on this trip. And I don't know, I was kind of thinking maybe I might kick you in the stomach for old time's sake, just to remember the good old days.
So now it's later, and people are partying outside. So she goes down. So they go down. So they all party, and they're getting wasted and being like, woo! They're doing the Nashville woos. So then Angela's just getting ready for bed. And meanwhile, all the ladies are yelling in the background, jumping in the pool, etc. And so now it's 8:16 in the morning the next day, and people are waking up and gossiping about the night before. And Britt's like, oh my god, I don't even want to see that pool. There's like dollar bills floating around in there. Oh my god. And then Angela was looking out the window recording us at the pool.
Yes.
I love this.
Angela. Yes. So she's like, yeah, there's a recording. I don't think Angela is this like spooky lady in the window with the recording. So Angela is like, we see a clip of, it's like 1:56 a.m. and Shamia's loudly yelling in the pool, just having a fun time. And then we hear Angela say, so I heard some things yesterday that I wish I didn't hear. And the producer's like, what? Goes, well, around last night, about 2:30 in the morning, I was on the phone with my husband, which talking to Charles at 2:30 in the morning. Okay. And I hear my name, and I look out the window, and I see Portia, Shamia, Kelly, and Britt in the pool. And Portia was inebriated, and all of her truth fell out. What I hear is them just talking about my dress, and they spoke about my husband last night. And she says, I should fuck Charles. And they continue to talk about me. And I said, you know what? Let me record them.
Yeah, so she hears them talking and whips out her phone to record it. So we see a clip of the video. And
say thank you.
It gets nothing.
Thank you. Thank you for doing the job that someone else should be doing.
Exactly, because she knows. Well, actually, this time they were recording. They were just downstairs recording the craziness. Yeah. And those camera men were probably pissed, because season after season, people like us are like, why did you miss all this good stuff? You guys went home early, you lame asses. And then now they're recording and nothing's happening. They're like, oh, just sitting there watching people get shit-faced for 4 hours. So, yeah, Angela records it. And there's nothing really on the...
There's nothing there.
So she's like, it was short because I was like, okay, I'm just going to go down there and see what they wanted. So then we see a flashback, and Portia's like, oh, you came down here to tell me that you heard me say Charles's name? And Angela's like, yeah, she said, I didn't say anything about you. I didn't say anything about your husband, but I heard him, because basically she said, I'm going to fuck her husband if she doesn't watch out. And she goes, and you got to worry, because Portia will fuck your husband. I've seen this show. So then Portia's talking about how creepy it is. It doesn't become a Salt Lake City thing. Like, oh my God, how dare you record us, Brittany? How dare you record us?
Yeah. Well, that's because they didn't have someone who had the simultaneous pressures of being on a TV show while also congratulating her daughter on getting a good score at math. So Brittany would have done a better job. Brittany would have kept that thing rolling for a long time. So the producer's like, did you talk about Angela or Charles at the pool? And Portia's like, I didn't say anything, okay? But like, we saw that she did say something. And, you know, because Kelly's like, I thought we're just having a fun time out there or whatever. And Britt's like, she's like, well, I heard that Charles had a baby, and Shamia said that he always is out on with these different women, allegedly.
Yeah, and Kelly says, yeah, Portia said she better stop before I fuck her husband. Dun, dun, dun. So now Kelly and, no, wait, who's she with? Angela and Kelly. Well, Kelly comes down. She's like, hello, how are you? And does that in that fakey voice. She's like, I'm not in the mood for fake today. She's like, I'm always like this in the morning. Like, oh, God. And she's in like stiletto heels. And she's Kelly tries very hard. I'll give her that. There's like definitely effort being made at least. So I love that. Going to the airport in like stiletto heels after a long weekend. So she's trying to start and Angela's not having it.
Angela's like, how much louder can I tap on my phone to show I don't want to talk to you? And so Angela's like, I've been attacked and attacked and attacked. So in this moment, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I walked in this door grown and I will leave out of here grown and you're not going to disrespect me. The buck stops here with the bullshit. Shamia is a puppet. Britt is a puppet. All of them are puppets for Portia.
Puppets for Portia. Dun, dun, dun.
And that's where it ends with Angela. You know, Angela, I mean, look, the audience already, Angela's a fan favorite this season. And now she's going to be cemented as fan favorite because now she's the victim of the cast. So congratulations, Angela. You did it perfectly.
Yeah, I saw an interview where she explained the Charles Oakley had a baby rumor. Do you want to see it or do you want me to tell you or do you want to just let it play out? She said that she was at a party and she saw Wendy Williams and she's like, Wendy, you know, forgive your man. It's just a baby. Something like that. And Wendy's like, shut the fuck up. Has that ever happened to you that a man just has a baby on you? And she said, yes, it has happened to me. And then she pointed at Charles and was like, oh my God, no way. So then Wendy goes on her show and she's like, oh yeah, Charles Oakley had a baby on Angela. So then she's like, no, I didn't mean Charles. My previous husband had a baby on me. And that's like my favorite child. She's 25 now. And so it wasn't Charles. She was talking about someone else, but she learned about opening your mouth to Wendy Williams.
Wow. Well, I guess that's interesting. Well, I wonder if that baby is that baby now has a house with her aunt and her mother or something like that. There's all sorts of weird stuff going on in Angela's family, which I love personally.
Yeah.
I love Angela. And I liked her emerging from this place being like, fuck all these women.
Yeah.
I think she's great.
All right. Everybody, thanks so much for being here. We will be back later with some Top Chef and tonight with Crappy Hour Live at 5:30 Pacific time. Every other Monday is when it's at. So we'll see you then. And thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
We Got Our Wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a Little Bit Loony, Junie. My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She Gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We Love Him Madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a Whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're On the Floor with Molly Dorsett.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony. Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
It's Always a Good Time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.